Welcome to Healing Health Radio with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log in to our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen, and welcome back to another moment of Healing House Radio. Today, I am actually not in my standard place. Usually, I am broadcasting from my office, and today, I am broadcasting from home. And so, if you hear a dog bark in the background, that's just one of mine. I've got two dogs, two cats, and pretty much the dogs acknowledge me as the pack leader, but cats not so much. So today, we are going to be talking about being in the moment. You are here. There's a really funny comedian named Gabriel Iglesias who was talking about, he was with his date and they went into the mall and they saw the thing that said, "You are here." And she looked at him and said, "Wow, how do they know?" So the idea that wherever you are in that moment. And that moment may not be the best moment. That moment may not even be a particularly comfortable moment. But it is your moment. And when we look at how it is that we can manage and work with moment to moment when there's all this other stuff going on, all the other things going in our heads, all of the stories that we're telling either ourselves or that other people are telling us that are preventing us from being able to be in the moment. So we're going to look at some things that we can do that will help you to kind of step out, even if it's just for a few precious seconds, to be able to step into a place of right now, right here, I'm okay. As I mentioned, I have dogs, and one of my favorite things is to get up in the morning and take my dogs for a walk. And there's always those things going on in the head. There's always those things that, you know, kind of weigh on you when you're out there and, you know, thinking, you know, oh, man, you know, I've got this bill due, or I've got to take care of this, or this person, you know, there's an issue with, or how am I going to manage this? And I would reach the point where I would just say, you know what, right now, the only reality that's important is the fact that I am walking my dogs, and I enjoy it, and the sun is coming up, and I'm comfortable, and I'm safe, and I'm okay. It doesn't matter what's coming at the end of the month. I mean, in some ways it does, but right in that moment, when you're claiming a moment, and this is what this is about, it is about claiming a moment, saying, all right, everybody, stop. I just want the next minute to just be okay and to feel okay. And as you know, as you claim that moment, it really gets good because then you can start claiming more than one moment. Yes, there's all kinds of stuff that you've got to deal with, but do you have to always deal with it in every single moment? Can we make a choice in a particular time to say, you know what, I'm just going to be okay for right now? There's all these stories, and, you know, if you have to tell yourself a story, try telling yourself a good one. Try telling yourself a happy one. My favorite happy one is that, you know, I randomly win the lottery. It's an obscene number of millions, and I think about all the cool stuff. That, you know what, when I get that, this is going to happen, and this is going to happen, and I'm going to take care of my family, and man, you know, my sons will be surprised when I buy them cars, and, you know, it's thinking about the joy on their face and to help out family members and how much fun that's going to be. And I have found that if you're in a really, really good moment, you cannot be in a bad moment at the exact same time. You have to shift out of having a good moment to get into a bad moment. And then it's like, well, gosh, you know, the taxes will probably take most of it, and then I'm going to have this, and then all these people I don't know are going to come up and tell me they want my money, and it's going to be really a lot of pressure. It's like, you know, that's going into a story you don't need, because you're making it up anyway. So if you're going to make it up, make up one that makes you happy. I have been dealing with, and, you know, for those of you out there who have dealt with something similar, a fascinating little phenomena called a kidney stone. And there is just so much interesting stuff about that, because when you wake up in the middle of the night with that special kind of pain, that actually made me flashback fondly on labor. I mean, when they talk about, you know, I mean, I'm a doctor, and I've dealt with a lot of people who've had kidney stones. I've always talked to people, it's like, oh, wow, that's supposed to be the worst pain you can have. And yet, always kind of discussing it from that place outside of it. When you have an amazing encounter with that, that just puts a whole new perspective on your world. And may I say that nothing brings you into the moment like a kidney stone. It has no conscious thought. It really doesn't intend anything bad to you. And when that is active, when you're in a moment like that, quite honestly, can you think of anything else? I mean, granted, it's a tough one because you're in a lot of discomfort. And, you know, for those of you who have been out there who have encountered this, you know, I'm right there with you. I see where you're coming from, and wow. That is unpleasant. And the one gift that it does give is it brings us into a moment where there is nothing else that's important. There is nothing else. I mean, quite honestly, you are not concerned about your bills at the end of the month when one of those flare up on you. All you're thinking is, I am totally in this moment and I don't like it. So taking that, how about we shift it from something being that overwhelmingly attention-getting in a painful way, and shift it to something being that overwhelmingly attention-getting in a good way. You know, when you just think about something that really makes you feel so wonderful. Maybe it was a moment when you were sick, you weren't feeling well, and somebody just came up and held you or took care of you, and you didn't have to do anything. And everything was just done in that way. You know, maybe it was with a parent. Maybe it was with a grandparent. Maybe a spouse or a friend or a companion, you know, or even a sibling who just came in and made you feel so good. You know, maybe they told you some jokes that made you laugh. And for that moment, it was okay. When I was working with my sister, who, you know, any of you who do know me, know that my sister passed from cancer back, it was New Year's Eve, 95. She was 34 years old. And she had had a real hard journey with it. And in those moments that the two of us were there and we were together, it was just like, you know what, for a few minutes, we talked about other things. And, you know, for those of you who deal with, you know, people with terminal illness or people with chronic pain, you know, when that's all you talk about, that's where your attention goes. You know, I'd come in, I wouldn't ask her how she was doing. I would just say, you know, sup. And she would just look at me, not much. And we'd get into a conversation about something other than that. Being able to step out of that space that you're in, that you feel so trapped in, that more than likely right in that moment you cannot do anything about. And see, that's one of the ways to gauge it. If in that moment you ask yourself, is there anything that I can do about this right now to shift this? Is there anything I can do to change that particular situation? And a lot of times the answer is no. Either, you know, it's waiting for the check to clear, or, you know, even if it's, oh, my gosh, I don't know if the checks I wrote are going to clear, which is, you know, that's a heavy thing because there's a lot of financial pieces that are very heavy right now. Is there anything you can do about it right then? You know, if you've just taken an exam that really means a lot to you, and it's like, wow, you know, I really need to have passed this. I really, you know, that's just weighing on me. If I ask myself, okay, once I put down that number two pencil and I, you know, after having bubbled in my last Scantron spot, I turn it in, there's nothing else I can do. So to dwell on it, to worry about it, to wonder about it. I mean, you know, I would walk out in chiropractic college. I'd walk out of an exam and they'd say, well, what did you get for number this? What did you get for number that? I'd say, I have no earthly idea. Because it was not important anymore. Once the pencil goes down, it's not important. What's going to happen is going to happen. You'll find out eventually. But to dwell on it and worry about it and say, man, you know, I don't know if I made it. I don't know if this. I don't know if that. You know, one of the big things now, a lot of it's like, you know what, I may get laid off. I may lose my job, which is huge, you know, because that has all kinds of stuff that goes with it. That has a lot of heartache because, you know, we've got responsibilities. We can't tell our creditors that it's like, oh, well, sorry, catch me next month. No, they're going to want their money. And we feel like we've got to be able to take care of ourselves and take care of the things in our life. But can you do anything about it in that moment? Probably not. So dwelling on it and staying in that space and being so wrapped up in it that that's all you can think about. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, can weigh heavy on us. And we can make a choice in whatever moment that we have. Okay, am I going to focus on that right now? Is that where I'm going to put my energy into? Sometimes to bring ourselves out of that place of, you know, worrying about things that we can't control, you know, take care of somebody else. Hold space for someone. Call somebody that you know is going through a tough time and say, hey, you know, I just thought I'd call and see how you're doing. And when they say, well, not so good, how about yourself? No, I'm okay. But, you know, I just wanted to call because I know you're going through something tough. You know, is there anything I can do to help? That is a great way to get out of a moment that we don't like. I mean, you know, and there's sometimes when, you know, you got to be in that moment because there's something you got to learn from it. But you don't have to be there all the time. It's a snapshot, you know, when you pick up a picture, it's like, wow, you know, this picture is from a really cool moment in my life. And you know the feeling you get. You know, I have a picture that I keep in my office. And it is a picture of me with my sons. And we were at a 4th of July picnic. And they were amazed. Watching, I mean, you know, my oldest was maybe 2, 2.5, and, you know, so my youngest one was about a year old, and watching their faces as they were watching a fireworks display, and we're sitting there, somebody took a picture, and I've got both my sons in my arms, and I was feeling everything that was the best in being a mom. I looked down at them, and I saw the entire possibility of the whole universe in them. Now, you know, and at this point, my sons are in their 20s. But what I can do is I can look at that picture and I can be in that moment again when the moment I'm in isn't what I want it to be. I can shift myself to visiting that moment. Because if I have to visit a moment that's not what the present moment is, I'm going to pick one that makes me happy. That moment was a wonderful moment for me. And the fact that somebody captured it as a picture and gave it to me, and, you know, it was just, I look at that and I just feel the love in my heart that I felt at that point, and that everything was okay and that the world was nothing but infinite possibilities. So if you have to leave the present moment, go somewhere nice. Go somewhere fun. You know, you don't need to go to a horrible place. You can go to Disneyland. Why would you choose to, you know, if you had to make up a story in a moment about all the things that are going on that you can't control, you know, pick something that'll make you happy. And, you know, we all have a picture that, you know, that works for us, that captures a moment. Even if it's in your imagination, just take the snapshot in your head, run the little video, YouTube video in your mind. So if you have to pick another moment, pick a good one. And if you have the moment right there that you choose the reality of that moment. I mean, it's like, well, all the potential things that could happen aren't in that moment. They're potential. They're somewhere out in the future. And if you have that moment, that it's like, okay, what is the reality of my moment right now? Right now, I'm okay. Right in this moment, you know, my loved ones are okay. In this moment, you know, you look around. Maybe, you know, you're sitting at your computer. Maybe you're at your work. Maybe you're at home. Maybe you're just, you know, listening to me over the phone. But the reality of that moment is anything that's happening outside is either something from the past or something from the future. And, oh, by the way, fear requires the past to survive. Anxiety requires the past to survive. So if you're pulling the past up into it, you're pulling up in a future that has some stuff that has those worry pieces for you, it is not being present. When you're with someone and, you know, let's say they're going through something really hard and they're going through something, you know, just really, you know, that you need to hold that space for them. And what I mean by holding space for them is being present, being in that moment with them. There is nothing else in the universe but them, right for that moment. And when you are able to go into that place, because you can tell when somebody's in the moment and present with you. When you're talking to somebody and you look at them and you know that most of their mind is focused on as soon as you stop talking, they're going to say something. That they're more focused on what the next thing they're going to say is than they are with just being in the space with you and really hearing you. I mean, we can all tell when somebody is looking at us and listening to us and right in that moment with us. And that is a tremendous gift to be able to give. I mean, people talk about, it's like, well, I want to do more for somebody. I want to, you know, help take care of them in a better way. You know, sometimes it's just not saying anything and being in that moment with them. Don't try to fix it. Because a lot of times when, you know, people talk about, you know, conflicts, they talk about things that are going on, the first thing that a lot of people want to do is try to fix it. It's like, well, as soon as that person stops talking, I'm going to hand them the solution to their problem. That means they're not being in the moment with you. They're not looking in your eyes and seeing what you are working your way through. Because most of the time, most people will find their own solutions. They will find their own path. It's just they need to kind of wander around and circle the airport a few times, and maybe they need someone to witness them circling the airport while they find their own solution. I mean, you know, if somebody comes up and says, wow, you know, I've got this really big conflict with this person, and they're being totally unreasonable and all this other stuff, you know, maybe in that moment they don't need someone to say, well, you know, you need to look at, you know, where this reflects in you and what you're projecting and, you know, and all this other stuff. Sometimes the person just needs you to sit there and go, wow, that's really hard. And then just let them go. And eventually they'll come around to, well, I do have a temper and, you know, maybe I blew it out of proportion and maybe this. Now, there are also those people who will just, you know, want to ride that crazy train all the way around. It's like the little train in the mall that just goes in one big circle. Yeah, you know, that's like the crazy train. And, you know, by golly, we got a lot of folks who are willing to put on the engineer's hat, fire up the engine, and just take that train, crazy train in circles until you go, whoa, okay, I need to get off of this. Okay, I'll come back in a while because I know you'll still be circling. So, you know, but I need to go over and do something else. You know, don't let that drag you down. Don't go into the place of enabling. It's being a witness for something is a lot different from enabling. And like I said, we know when people are being in that space with us, when they're really present. So being able to be in the moment is not just about yourself. It's not just about, you know, something that helps you, even though it does. Take away all the story around a moment and break it down to the basic reality. You know, yes, I've been dealing with a kidney stone, and normally I would be, you know, I've been having back pain, but in this moment, I'm actually feeling okay. Maybe I passed it. I don't know. Wow. But in this moment, the reality is I'm sitting, and I'm not in much pain. It's very, very minimal, and that's okay. In this moment, as far as I know, everybody I love is doing all right. And unless I hear otherwise, unless I know otherwise, I don't need to create something for myself. I know and I believe that the universe aligns itself ultimately not only to teach me and take care of me, but to teach and take care of those I love and those who I want to be there for and those who I want to genuinely see happy. And I have to trust, you know what? Sometimes, whether I can understand it or not, I know that I'm going to be okay, even if that moment doesn't feel okay. And if you're in a moment that is actually has something really hard happening in it, be in that moment, because that's how you work through it. That's how you get past it. And having somebody there to support you and help you out. You know, there's an old saying that you need at least 6 good friends, because that's how many pallbearers you need. Which is, you know, okay, that's a little bit, you know, a little pessimistic. But the truth of the, the basic truth is we all need those people who we can go to, who we know that we can just say anything to. That we can just say, you know what? I need to have this space to either vent, or I need to talk out loud. I need a sounding board, and I just need someone to hold this space for me and to have me be safe. Safe means the state after finding equilibrium. We all want to reach that. We all want to get past that tilty, unbalanced feeling to that place where we feel balanced. When we're in that state of, okay, I'm balanced, I got this, I can handle this, that's when we feel safe. And finding our way to that point, you know, or at least a part of finding our way to that point, is to be able to separate the moment we're in from the story we attach to the things that will happen after that moment or that have happened before that moment. You could be surrounded by people who are, you know, really going through a lot, and still you can feel for them and you can be compassionate and you can listen, and you can also be in that space of just being yourself and being on your own while in the middle of a crowd. If you're in an office where, you know, a lot of hard stuff is happening, you know, people are going to talk. And people are going to talk about really depressing stuff and oh, wow, and, you know how it's going and all of this. You can choose to play in that playground, or you can choose to, you know, like, wow, you know, well, you know, let's just see how it works out and walk away from it. You don't, you know, it's like going to a barbecue wearing white. The trick is don't get any on you. And if you do get something on, you recognize it doesn't belong to you, put it down, and keep going and find yourself a better moment to be in. Find either that moment in the past, that if you have to create a moment that's not in the present, what is presently the reality, pull up something that is good. Either imagine this wonderful thing that's going to happen to you in the future, or go back to a moment when you did feel safe and secure and wonderful, and go into that space and be a part of that. And integrate that into the moment you're in. And if you just want to be in that moment, just be. It's as simple and complicated as that. When these other thoughts come in, it's like, okay, is that the reality that I'm in right now? when I'm walking my dogs. The reality is I'm walking my dogs, and it's pleasant. And there's no one there and nothing there that is needs to make me feel unsafe. I have to take the mental leap to go and find something to be upset about. I have to make that effort. The thing is, why bother? Why put energy into something that's not going to be helpful for you? Why put energy into something that does not serve you? Enjoy the moment. Be in the moment. Because really, when you look at it, it's not so bad for that moment. Is there stuff coming down the pike? Yeah. Should you consider it? Of course. But do you have to consider it now? Do you have to dwell on it now? Do you have to go into playing what if? Because really, the universe knows what it's doing. Creator, in whatever way you choose to hold that, Creator knows what Creator's doing. Creator knows what you need. Or if you just believe in the flow of the universe and quantum physics, everything happens as a part of something else. So as we move through these pieces in our lives, if there's a moment you don't like, learn what you need to learn from it, because in that way you don't have to repeat it, and then let it go with your blessing. But just be, because nobody can ask more of you than that in any moment. Just be. So I want to thank you all for joining me today, and thank you to Kina, my ever effervescent producer who handles the chat room. I've got some appearances coming up. I will be at the Martin Luther King Library on March 25th, and that's over at San Jose State, and I will be talking about my book and signing copies. And as always, for all of my book signing events, if you come up and say, hey, I'm a Healing House Radio listener, then you will get your book for free. So I hope that you all go out and seize the moment. Talk about a carpe diem, seize the day. You know what? Seizing a day can be kind of a big job. Start off with just seizing a moment. Find that one moment that you can say, you know what? I know there's other stuff going on, but right here, right now, I'm okay. Because once you can do that for yourself, then you can do that for somebody else when they really, really need it. And you can tell them, you know what? In this moment, I know you've got all this stuff, other stuff going on, but right here, in this moment, you're okay. So just be okay. Not to be okay, don't be okay, but understand it's a choice. So and if it's one of those moments when in the moment it's tough, be in that moment too. Because that moment is teaching you something. That moment is strengthening you. There's something for you to learn in that moment. Because we only get a certain number of moments. And once it's soft, that one's behind us. And, we don't know what that count is, how many of those moments we have. So that makes each one of those moments very special. And do you really want to spend it focusing on something that you really don't need to focus on and that you can't control anyway? So blessings to everyone. We'll be back next Thursday at 2 o'clock. And if Joy in England is listening, hi, Joy. And if my friend in Singapore is listening, hello. And, of course, my dear friend down in Orlando, Florida. So if you connect up, check out my website at www.the-healing-house.com. www.thedrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdrdr